Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sissy, Ash and Archer with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government is seeking the support of federal government to consider cutting back international migration due to the population surge of 144,000 people since September 2023. Treasurer Cameron Dick advocates for international migration to be halved, as he states, "We urge them to consider moderating migration levels to assist with population growth." Researchers at the University of Queensland have made historic progress in the study of crown-of-thorn starfish gene functions. The study deepens understanding of the invasive species' breeding behaviour. This information could assist in disrupting breeding patterns using molecular tools.
The Bureau of Meteorology has escalated to a La Niña watch, indicating a heightened probability of the major climate influence. In the past, La Niña has brought substantial rainfall and floods to Australia. Meteorologists have discovered a substantial mass of unusually cold water positioned 50 to 150 metres below the tropical Pacific Ocean surface.
A woman who lived in a tent set up on land she owns in central Victoria has been given 1 week to pack up and leave by the local council. Miss Myers says that she and her family staying on the land is a smart solution to the housing crisis, but existing bylaws in the local council that prevent people from camping on land without an existing dwelling. The Mount Alexander Shire Council said that the block of land had no formal access for emergency services and is in a designated bushfire-prone area. In international news, Denmark intends to extend its national service lottery to include young women, taking a change in direction from the long-standing male-only conscription. From 2026, conscription is set to be gender-neutral. This adjustment has been made as Denmark states that they are ready to send a signal to Russia. For your weather today, Brisbane is a little rainy. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.